Was it good?
Yes, it was good.
Well, what about like out in the woods after there'd be a big rain, these little umbrella shaped
toadstones.
Yeah. And did you ever hear anybody call those mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. Mushrooms.
And
I used to. I never did cook any of them, but I had some neighbors that would cook them.
Oh, they did?
Would fry them, you know, like fried green tomatoes or something.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid that they might be...
Well, I was always afraid that they'd eat anything like that, too.
Because I had thought that they might be...
self-poisoned, you know.
Yeah,
I'm always afraid of things like that.
Yeah, it seems like I'd be afraid of that, too. If you're talking about one of your kids or something, and you said, well, you know, he's got a sore throat, and his throat's all swollen, and you might...
Tonsillitis.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then you might say, you know, he just couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Chew it.
Uh-huh. And after he chewed it, he couldn't...
Swallow it.
And,
Yeah, mine had tonsillitis.
Did yours have tonsillitis?
Yeah, mine had tonsillitis.
I bet they had a lot of things.
Yeah,
with that many, I guess they had... Had lots of different.
Had the mumps and the measles.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have the smallpox, so, but I was scared to death, right?
Oh, yeah, you.
I was called at one of my neighbors staying with her girl while she went to call the doctor.
Oh.
And when the doctor come, he pronounced her with a smallpox.
You don't mean it.
And he was going to quarantine me there with them people.
Oh,
and I lived just across the garden from them.
And you were going to have to be quarantined with them?
Lord, I said, my children's in school, you know, and I said, I can't stay here. And finally the doctor said, well, we'll let you go home if you promise if you get the feeling bad, you'll come and let me come quarantine. I never did that, though.
You never did
that? Never did.
You never did?
No.
Well,
I was scared to death for a long time, afraid I would.
Were you afraid that you'd take the smallpox?
Yes, I was afraid to take them because I sat up there in the house with that girl and her just broke out with just sick. She was really sick.
Oh, that's terrible.
And,
but you never did. Well, and none of your children ever did, you said.
Mm-hmm. None of the children ever take the smallpox.
Mm-hmm.
They had everything else.
Well, did they ever have them? Anything like that disease? Have you ever heard of a disease where their skin turns yellow?
No, we never did have nothing like that. What is that called?
Have you ever heard of? I have heard. It might be yellow jaundice.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be?
Yeah, that'd be what that'd be called, I reckon.
Did you ever know of anybody that had that?
Yes, I've known people that had it.
Uh-huh.
Just turn it yellow as a pumpkin, they'd
uh-huh,
say.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then they'd say they had,
the yellow jaundice.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ours never did have that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. You didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Well, what about diphtheria?
Well, there's one of my children had diphtheria.
Uh-huh.
And, she was about a year old, I guess. And, we thought we was going to lose her, but we had a retired nurse to come and stay with us.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And she doctored her like that they did in the hospital, you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we didn't take her to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And that nurse just stayed with us, you know, and took care of her.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she'd give her warm castor oil with a little turpentine in it,
uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh,
and just kept her bowels moving. And,
uh-huh. And that was what?
That stuff would come through her just looks like fat meat come out of her throat.
That infection.
Her throat, and that's what choked them to death, was that would accumulate in her throat.
Oh.
And she kept that, giving her that, you know, to cause her to pass that through.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But just chunks of just looks like fat meat.
Oh.